There's Hi-Fi's up the corner and a Woolies down the street. And a brand new place they've opened up, but they regulate the heat. But I trade them all tomorrow for a little more.
Let's see if this works. I think we're live on our Facebook because YouTube kicked us again. But we're going to be here and do a show anyway. So this is the second live episode of Unpleasant with Adam and Milk. I'm Milk right now speaking, and this is my heterosexual life partner, Adam.
Hello.
And this is our resident Jewish man, Jacob.
Hello.
Yes. I'm glad that you're here this week, because the preview for last week's episode, the little still image,
right,
is when we were trying to describe who our third mic was for the new people. We just looked up a stereotypical Jew.
Right.
It was a little caricature.
Yeah, the one that I sent you.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one. It's the perfect.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
What YouTube boot us?
Unknown. I couldn't get the stream going. I'm having issues with the program that we're using. That collapsed straight away. It's a whole thing. And that's how it's going to be until we work out a... It's going to be a progress.
Sorry, mate. We'll just let Jacob check his emails and then we'll...
Sorry, boys. I got started while you were setting up.
That's all
throwing
right.
Throwing him into the deep end.
Calm that's down, right. Boys. I want to hear about this Ronson repairs. I've heard back from him. My light to repair man.
Right. What sort of light did you get?
A Ronson.
I don't know what
Ronson Variflame
name. It's a fucking brand, isn't it? Ronson.
Ronson Variflame, mate. Beautiful.
So you got an old lighter and you just want to hear back on it. That's all right. You can do that because the talent's over here anyway. Oh. We're the ones going to... I'm teasing, mate.
That's good. It's good.
Is that because you've taken up cigarette smoking too?
Just socially. I like the romanticism of the whole thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's good to have something to do with your hands and your lips.
I am orally fixated, correct. Yeah. Like putting shit in my mouth.
Definitely. Toothpick.
Toothpick in there, yep. Chewing gum.
I saw a bloke.
Clitoris. And cigarettes.
Have you seen the guy walking around town, which is Wagga Wagga, who's always wears a singlet, big wife beater. Jeans, boots. He's got this weird sort of tribal tattoo on his arm. He's got a weird crew haircut. Oh, it's fucking knocking my headphones.
The alcoholic. The bloke that used to steal cigarettes from your current place of work.
Yeah, that bloke.
He'd be like walking around with like a Jim Beam or something at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I saw him rum. Walking around the other day with a big bit of wheat.
Nice.
Like, you know how farmers walk around? Well, not farmers, but farmers
in movies.
He walks
around barefoot all the time.
Yeah.
I want to get to know him.
Yeah, okay. You do like to socialise with people like that.
I do, yeah. I'll
I
want
to get
down.
To know him.
I want to get to know him. I want to see what his perspective
is. Invite him over
are.
And show him all the ways into the house.
You know what? We'll see what his ailments are first. If he's on the glass elbow or...
Well, he's walking around with fucking wheat in his mouth. And I didn't know anyone actually did that. So.
He's doing that. That symbol that you're talking about is like the symbol of chaos magic. It's the circle with the arrows going out over his elbow.
Yeah, it's working.
It's a conversation starter, I suppose.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe just sidle up to him with a bit of wheat in your mouth.
I'd like to know if he actually
maybe
understands.
Maybe he likes to share wheat.
Maybe. I want to know if he understands the symbol, like the symbolism of that tattoo. Like, I want to know if he actually knows it or if he just went in and went,
picked
I'll
it off
have
the
that.
Wall.
Yeah, because if he knows it, that's cool, man. He's like a vagabond. He's just cruising around.
Committing crimes.
Probably.
Here's
I'm okay
how I
with
think,
that. That's the sort of shit I want to hear about.
I think it went down like this. There's the wall of tattoos on the side of the thing. And that one. And he pointed to it and
it's
there
relatively
it is.
Yeah, new, though. I've seen him a few years ago without it.
Right.
Now he's got the tattoos, so maybe.
Well, if you're going to assume that he's done that, it's just as fun to assume that he knows and he's just like a well-educated individual that's also just like crazy. Like if you're going to speculate about him being a loser, you might as well just speculate about him being like a misfit genius.
Well, you can do both though.
Well, yeah, you can be both of those simultaneously, I guess.
You can also
the misfit.
Yeah.
The misfit is implied, isn't it?
I don't think it's any more fun to speculate that they're misunderstood geniuses.
Well, I just feel like it's a bit more interesting.
Yeah, maybe. If they actually are that, then it's more interesting.
I'd be... That's the sort of mentality I'm going to have if I'm going to take an interest in a dude that walks around with no fucking shoes on and steals cigarettes from the back of a business. That's the sort of mentality you need to have to just take an interest in strangers.
But why do you have to have the interest?
Well, what else am I going to do with this one?
Plenty of shit, mate. Plenty of shit.
Smoke cigarettes, smoke more of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
I'm going to go make some posies this evening, hopefully.
Some posies?
Mm.
What's a posy?
A small collection of flowers. Oh, the right. Miniature version of a bouquet.
A posy.
Pocket full of posies.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably with those red... What are those little yellow flowers called? Daisies?
Daffodils?
No, not the daffodils. They're hard as fuck to find. I'm talking about those little shit ones that just yellow up your shoes when you walk through them. They're a pest. They're a weed.
Yeah, just fucking weeds, mate. I don't know.
What are they called, those little yellow... Are they daisies?
We'll throw it over to you, Milt.
Tall daisy syndrome. Is that the tall daisy? Is that the expression? Tall daisy syndrome?
Tall poppy. Syndrome.
Tall poppy, right.
Fucking odd. Hell.
I think they're daisies.
They might well be.
Anyway, this wraps up the nursery part of the show. Now let's get to the fun stuff. A porn star killed herself because she didn't want to bang fags because they might give her AIDS. Oh. Which is a summary of the... I think that's a fair summary of what happened. I don't know. I've only heard... I've heard Adam tell me a bit of the story and that's it. And right. I've gone, oh, maybe that's... That
I feel like that's counterintuitive though, because I think you're still going to live with AIDS. Like, why would you kill yourself to not have AIDS?
No. She didn't do that.
She got bullied. She got harassed online for saying that she didn't want to work with homosexual gay men
right.
for health reasons.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you act tough, but you're really just weak.
Mm.
Because she's been a bully, essentially. She's going, fuck these fags. And then people have gone, fuck you, bitch.
Well, she I'll didn't just say fuck these fags though. Get the tweets up, mate.
All right, what do we got?
I've got it lined up.
She could give it, but she can't take it. Clearly, she can't. You'd think she'd be able to take it, being in the porn industry. But she can give it, but she can't take it.
Well,
weakling, mate.
Yeah, you've read none of it. you know, no context. Read through me.
All right. Are these one of the ones from her?
Yeah, that first tweet was what set it off.
Okay, so would you mind reading it out?
Yeah. So, whichever lady performer is replacing me tomorrow for... I'm not going to give him a rap. You're shooting with a guy who has shot gay porn, just to let you know. BS is all I can say. Do agents really not care about who they're representing? Hashtag LA Direct, I do my homework for my body.
Oh, fuck off, bitch. She's fucked how many blokes that could have AIDS in the industry? Just because you've done home... Half those fucking blokes do homosexual shit anyway, don't they?
I don't know. I don't know the figures.
Yeah, it's called gay for pay. And it was the Louis Theroux when he did that documentary on porn.
I've heard that they were like... That thing. They're just businessmen.
But isn't that... isn't she just going... No, I don't want to.
Well,
yeah, she can say I don't want to and not make a fucking public thing of it.
Yeah, that's true. She did make it a spectacle.
I don't want to have sex with gay men either. I'm not fucking posting it.
You're not a porn star. You don't get...
Yeah, but why is she posting it anyway? It's clearly fucking geared up.
She's, she's directing it at the lady that's replacing her. But anyway, the thing is...
All right, let's continue on with the story and go...
I'm pretty certain, again, I don't know the figures, I'm not that into it, but any sort of anal sex increases the risk of STIs.
Yeah, because there's more chance of fucking tearage and there's blood-on-blood contact.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
blood on blood, no good.
Blood on blood's not good,
We know about that.
Mm.
So then she obviously got a few tweets back just going, you're a homophobe or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, it ended up worse than that. She said, sorry, it was just my opinion. And then straight up...
My body, my rules.
Yep.
Honestly, I'm sorry if I offended anyone. Which is fair enough, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good retort, I guess.
Yeah.
That's sort of going, yep, right, eh?
Because I'm so far into the story, I'm trying to ignore what I already know.
Right.
And I'm just going to go, you're right that she drew attention to it.
She brought it on herself.
She drew attention to it unnecessarily.
Mm.
by going to whoever is replacing me, because what are the odds that they're going to see it? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that things are different in the porn community.
Yeah, they'll see all this stuff. Maybe it'd be all right if you sent a message to him just privately. Do you know that dude's like gay? He might just have a higher risk of STIs. And then the woman could just go, I'm okay with it because I fuck blokes for money.
It might be a bit of a thing on agents too, because she says, do agents really not care about who they're... Mm. She's hashtagged the name of the agency, I guess. And she, and then straight up gay porn tweeted her.
I wonder what they post.
Yeah, no bias. Hi, August. We're doing a story on you in this tweet. Why is it an issue if you or any lady shoots a scene with a guy who has shot gay pornos? How does this represent something that agents don't care about? And what does this have to do with homework on your body? Very hostile.
Because I think it's like the standard if you're in the porn industry to have STI checks. Wasn't there this outrageous thing that happened in like the 90s where this one dude, he wasn't gay as far as I'm aware, but he just caught AIDS just fucking in his private life. And then he came and just infected like 4 or 5 women just in the community.
Mm.
And it shut the porn industry down because they're all just fucking each other all the time. So they just had to lock it down until everyone was tested for it.
As far as I'm aware, in the US, it's every 3 weeks, porn stars are tested.
I'm pretty sure it's every 14 days.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And like, they don't even do it to anyone else. It's like a little doctor's surgery that just does that. It's in like the Silicon Valley. It's like next to all the fucking things.
Only last year, a porn star contracted HIV from another porn star.
Right.
Like
there's a risk in the business. Yeah,
and like that's purely anecdotal. I don't care what numbers people are looking at. The porn community in itself is a specific little thing.
It is. It's a little bubble. So they're all just fucking each other.
So just an anecdote from 1 year ago, I think, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Obviously, there's like women doing lesbian shit as well, and no one's arcing up about that. No blokes are.
It's because nobody's caught AIDS from eating puss.
Yeah, but you can catch oral herpes. I don't fucking know. Like, what's the difference? Yeah.
I think they'd take herpes on the chin, so to speak.
They're all white humans. You can't. AIDS is fucking barely even a thing anymore.
She hasn't even mentioned AIDS. No point to say true. AIDS. It's STIs in general.
I'm just jumping to conclusions here. Straight to AIDS.
Everyone else is saying not all fags have AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, no one's not talking about AIDS. There's other risks.
All right. If we've proven anything, I'm a rampant homophobe. Oh, well.
So,
what are you going to do?
Good point. She said it's not homophobic. Most girls don't shoot with guys who have shot gay porn for safety. That's just how it is with me. I'm not putting my body at risk. I don't know what they do in their private lives. So that's probably, didn't need to say that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's basically calling them sexual deviants, and she's a porn star.
She fucks strangers in her public life, and she's going, I don't know what they do in their private life.
Fucking sucking dick in their private life. I'm not having anything to do with those sort of individuals. Fuck off, you bitch.
How am I homophobic if I myself am attracted to women? Not wanting to have sex with gay men is not homophobic. They don't want to have sex with me either. So, bye.
Well, good point, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
This sort of shit.
And then she's got the quote mark. So, these are obviously things that people have told her. Choose who you want to work with. Don't do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. Share your thoughts. Well, I did all three and Twitter took a dump on me. Again, something that happens...
See, this might be regularly. Most girls I know don't work with crossovers. Crossovers, I'm assuming,
cross genre.
Loving all the love and help, ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, fair enough.
Drop any guts. No. Now I won't do it. Yeah, sure.
And then, so after all this happened. One dude named Jaxton Wheeler, I think his name was, tweeted her and said, we're waiting for you to either apologize or take a cyanide pill.
Oh, see, that's either rough, or man.
We're happy. Yeah.
You can't be doing shit like that.
So I think the real story out of this, I mean, obviously we've lost a great performer, but her legacy will live on.
It's been a tough year.
It has been a tough year.
Just after Malcolm Young has gone too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
I wonder if they ever work together.
Possibly.
In their private lives. Yeah,
I wonder if that's a thing. He's got the shakes. It's like a new scene every 5 minutes. Oh,
he could give her a good chow anyway with that
with that bottom lip. With that bottom
lip. You have to play guitar though to get it kicked off.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just come, a bit of come back up in to black.
Me. Bring it up to me. But yeah, like I was going to say, the biggest story to come out of it is that these people got so fucking aggressive at this. Their conceived homophobia.
Yeah,
like they think that it's homophobia, yeah, to the point where they just went, you know, we're gonna just make this bitch
kill
feel
herself
like,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
and then she killed herself. And
which is rough.
She would have had other issues
of
in
the
her life.
Of the two evils. That's definitely the worst.
Yeah,
like that's
definitely
that's the worst one of the two. Which is a shame.
It is a shame, and it just unfolds in front of us all.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
Because you don't, there would have been some moments there where she would have been pretty fucking lonely.
Yeah, correct.
Just like contemplating that shit and just eventually killed herself. That's no good, man. You
just
can't
needed a bit of online bullying to be the catalyst.
Check this one out. This is from Bruce Beckham XXX. So I'm assuming he's a performer.
Yeah.
On Monday, I called out a homophobic performer on her ignorance and uneducated bias. She allegedly chose to end her own life when she was exposed to the same vitriol that gay people have been exposed to globally for decades. What?
So it's just, yeah, basically saying, well, she just couldn't hack it.
She couldn't hack it.
Yeah. Yeah, gay people get treated worse, so you kind of deserve... She allegedly took her own life.
Yeah, she,
what? I don't know what that means.
She killed herself.
Right.
Bizarre.
So hang on Monday I called out a homophobic performer for her ignorance and uneducated bias.
Hang on.
So doesn't that just imply...
Define vitriol. Is he using that word right?
Yeah, yeah. Vitriol is just like a verbal sort of assault.
Right.
Yeah. With malice, a lot of malice behind it.
Right.
Fucking...
So if someone's ignorant and uneducated, isn't it wise to sort of invite them in and you just sort of go, oh, you're wrong about these things and here is why?
But even then, like, so for example, I'm just being contrary just for the sake of it. I'm neither here nor there, but like projecting your own morality onto someone else is a dick move regardless.
Mm.
Like you're still a dick just going, oh, well, you know, I think I'm better than you because I'm less homophobic than you.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's the same, like it's for both sides. If, like for her going, I'm not going to fuck gay men because I'm better than that. And for them going, I'm better than you because you're publicly saying that sort of shit.
Steering the masses.
Yeah.
And encouraging.
It's a dick move on both sides to just try and project that shit onto people.
But they're never looking to help. They're not looking to help her.
Like, yeah.
To help educate her or whatever.
Yeah.
Or help.
Like, we fuck around and we talk to each other and we'll call each other cunts and tell each other we should kill ourselves and stuff like that. But that's sort of inside our thing.
Yeah.
And it's only if that's... we know that we're cool with that. We know that I wouldn't be comfortable telling somebody I don't know to eat a cyanide capsule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Especially, I feel like... We were talking about this last night, man. It's like that women kind of only fuck around with other women.
Hmm.
Like, blokes can say that sort of shit and you know... Like, I know who my friends are by the shit that I can say to them.
Mm.
Like, if I'm just calling you mate instead of a cunt and, like, just being polite to you, then you're, like, you're kind of a friend. But I know you're a good friend where I'm just like, I fucking hate you. Like, you're fucked up. Or, like, whatever. You can just say it and it's not an issue. You can just be mean to one another openly. That's
endearing.
Real. Yeah. And I'm not sure if women do... I mean, I'm sure they do to it. Some women do. But I haven't come across it in my life where they're just like genuinely mean to each other.
And it's more common when there's men around, they'll do it.
Yeah,
but if they're by themselves, I don't think so.
Well, who knows? It's like there's a tree.
In the times that I've tucked my cock between my legs, shaved my body down, wore summer wear to great effect, and blended in with females, they haven't responded well to me saying, go fuck yourself with cock. They haven't responded well to me saying, lift up that summer dress and let me spank that ass till my hand bleeds.
Right, yeah, they haven't responded.
Hasn't done well.
So, yeah. I'm glad that you've done that covert sort of shit. I've been wondering what they acted around.
Data.
It's all research.
Yeah, it's all research, yeah.
But see, the thing is, all right, so I was talking earlier to somebody about this story because they hadn't heard of it.
Mm.
And I thought, that's the weirdest part of this. Whenever somebody kills themselves publicly and it's an online thing, it really, like, because it's always somebody who was bullied.
Yeah.
It's always somebody who was, oh, they just couldn't take it anymore. Cyberbullying is a real thing, which I don't really believe in. To be fair, I understand that all this bullying can happen, but you can just sort of step away from it and just live a real life.
Yeah, but that's easy again to say because you're like a pretty self-assured dude.
Mm.
And I think we all are to a certain degree, maybe not me. I am about 80% of the time.
Mm.
The other 20, I'm just a fragile mess. Mm. So I think if you're just a very unsure human about yourself and people start throwing that shit at you, I think it'd be a very easy spiral to fall down.
Yeah. Especially when your whole profile is based
externally.
Relevant.
You know, like we know who we are because we've based our like who we are and certainly like to a certain extent internally.
Mm.
But if you're like projecting your shit out there, like that's the sort of person that wants reassurance is that person just like posting shit on Twitter all the time. Like she could have just thought that. And if she was a self-assured human, she went, oh, that's right. I think I don't need other people to verify that. I think that's just what I'm going to do and I'm just going to carry on with my life and do that sort of shit.
But she fucks on camera. She's not going to be the most stable person.
Yeah.
But I still think that the standard should be cyberbullying isn't... all right, sorry. My point overall...
Yeah, yeah.
Overall is that everyone... mainstream...
Yeah.
The thing is cyberbullying is a bad thing... And it can be a real problem.
Yeah.
But when it happened to somebody who was deemed homophobic,
yeah,
it's okay. it's under the rug. They're not drawing attention to it. Being like, maybe it was like when that Christian dude drove that van into, was it an abortion clinic he tried to blow it up in Canberra?
No, it wasn't an abortion clinic. It was a It was something to do with the Catholic Church.
It was something
wasn't
to do with the church.
Abortion
okay,
thing.
My
yeah.
bad. My bad. Yeah. It was in Canberra like a year or two ago.
Yeah,
he drove a van filled with kerosene or something like that.
Canisters or something.
Yeah, maybe just gas canisters and that's why it fucked up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He drove a thing in there and it was like, hang on, this doesn't fit the narrative so it doesn't get any...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't get
any
play.
And it's like a conflict of interest as well. It's like when the women were marching after Trump and they were wearing burkas and stuff like that. It's like that common enemy, or like a friend, an enemy of an enemy is a friend of mine. So I think even though they all know internally that it's probably not ideal, it's like, because it's in line with that sort of mentality, it's like a friend. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't talk about cyberbullying because technically she did it as well. If you were to really...
Yeah, that's right. Like when we started the story and we went... Okay, at this stage, she's drawn attention to something.
Yeah, she was pointing at all these dudes that fuck men.
Yeah, as well as women. It's all public stuff.
Yeah,
but it has to be for her because she has to have a Twitter and an Instagram because all the other porn stars have Twitter and Instagram and they have to stay relevant for this short little period that they have.
Yeah.
So really,
between 18 years old and 19 years old.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, she was only 23.
Yeah. So she was done. Yeah, she had her time.
She was into MILF porn. But you can't expect a 23-year-old in that position to just, you know, have the skills to turn off and...
Yeah, just know. To do the, like Ari Shaffir says, the wait out thing. Whenever there's a big controversy and he's just like...
Just wait it out.
Yeah, just wait 3 days. Yeah. It'll all go away.
Over and you've forgotten.
Yeah. And if she had the option to do it, it probably would have been... Like if somebody just said, look, we're just going to fucking turn this off and we're going to go somewhere for a couple of days.
We would never have heard about it.
Yeah.
If she didn't kill herself, we wouldn't be hearing it. We wouldn't know this.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever unfolded.
But the thing that... Like that response from that guy saying saying that he doesn't really give a shit that she killed herself. That's still some like
no ooh, shame.
That's real rough.
That's rough.
Man. That's to be honest, that's more rough than her original comment. Like he should be getting flack for that.
Yeah.
Because that's a human that's psychotic. Killed herself.
Yeah.
And he's just going, fuck
that's
you.
A tangible action in the physical world. This isn't just somebody
speculating
saying some shit.
She's not
That's a person who's actually gone now.
Yeah.
And he's proud because he's a white knight for the homosexual community. Yeah. He's proud.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to label it. Least favourite gay. I'm going to tell
Bruce
him
Bruce Beckham?
Yeah. Yep. Least favourite gay man.
Wow. He might not even be gay.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah.
I'm better? I don't know.
It's all bad. It's all fucking bad. I was just, I mean, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we just lost a great performer.
Yeah.
And I remember when David Bowie died and I laid there and listened to Heroes and just reflected upon it. And I was wondering if there was anything, any of August's content that we could just share to remember.
I don't think I can play it on the on the stream, but we'd be able to do the audio.
Okay.
Is that her?
Yeah. That's this is my favourite one of hers. Beautiful hot wife loves to rim black bulls in hotels. That is some of her finest work.
So she'll lick an asshole, but won't fuck a gay man.
Well, she knows where his cock's been. God, that's bizarre. I can't. Yeah. I don't think I can do any more, man.
No, we've got to keep going. We've come this far. See, all right, well, I'm glad we've done this because we've evened it out. We started out with a pretty serious discussion about it.
Oh, he's going to turn around.
Yeah, there we go. Better, easier access. Get in there, love. That won't hurt you.
Well, it does say that she loves to do it.
That is true. It's in the title.
Seems to enjoy it.
It's in the title.
Yeah. Good girl. See, that is a good performance, man. That's a keeper.
Exactly.
Well, no, apparently not. Oh. May she rest in peace.
Yeah. Thanks for it.
What's her actual face look like, though, when it's not getting...
Oh! She might as well have just vomited on that cock. All right.
Click on her Twitter, though. I actually want to see her just as a human and not a fucking...
Don't you think porn stars are humans, mate?
No, well, just in that context, it's hard to just see her as a person and less of just a vessel for...
Semen.
So, yeah, that sounded wrong, but it's like it's an awkward...
Well, it's a performance.
It's a performance,
exactly.
Yeah. It's not her real life... she's not, well, she could be, but that's, you know, she's doing it for money.
I wonder how many loads were jerked out to her post-suicide.
I think on Pornhub at the moment, I think she's shot up to number 5 most popular star, obviously because she died.
We need to check that out check right it. Now.
You know, when, you
man,
know.
Man, that's living. If you're getting a woman that looks like that to just eat out your asshole, you've made it. Somewhere. Yeah. You've made it to somewhere.
You've made it to the top of steroid use and
getting paid. Getting paid very low dollars to just have that woman eat your asshole on camera. That's unreal.
Mm.
That's fucking just unreal.
To the observer. I mean,
I'm still glad it's not me.
It's hard for me to say that it wouldn't be great, but I think a lot of porn stars kill themselves.
I think it'd be pretty fucking good, man.
All right, how do I top trending?
I wouldn't want the money of a male porn star. Not much, but...
Yep, there she is.
Number 5.
Yep. Oh, my God. So it's happened.
It's posthumous masturbation.
I think... Okay, so there's at least two categories of posthumous whackers.
Mm.
So there's the ones who were aware and went... Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. And then there's at least one out there who had just finished and he's come back down to earth and he's read the story of her suicide.
Yeah, he's probably...
and then just gone, oh no, what have I... Like a gypsy curse.
Yeah. Devil's laughter in its most pure form.
He would have filled the sock and immediately just closed that tab and went on 9MSN.com and seen it as the first headline while he's just laying there waiting to go soft again. And, oh no, I just fucking...
Wouldn't it be even worse though if he just wanked over that porn and didn't realise the porn star he was wanking over and then read it and didn't even connect the two? How just somber that would be. That like the greatest thing you've done of killing yourself. Not the greatest, but like the most, the thing that's got you the most famous is killing yourself. And even then there's people that are just aren't even connecting the dots. Like they've just wanked over you as a vessel, just this just beast eating asshole, and then just read it and just gone, like they didn't even read the article. They've just flicked over the headline. Next. Bitcoins. Like they just, you know, they just didn't give a fuck about you at all at any point.
No, that's fair. There's a lot of fucking people in the world.
That's right.
No one's looking at page 10 of the most popular porn stars. And there's about 500 pages there.
That it reminds me. All right. So I Sorry, excuse me. I went through a period where... hang on. So there's...
A gentleman.
Yeah, before we get to 44, before there's a bloke. Johnny Sins. Good on you, Johnny. Just top yourself and you might get up to 40. Now, I went through a period where I was really into comedians like Stephen Wright and just like really dry, sort of short one-liner guys.
Because
It still takes a lot of writing. And I wrote what I thought was one good joke. Mm. Well, the final insult to suicide is that it's referred to as topping yourself.
Mm. Yeah,
you've topped yourself. Yeah, it's the best thing you've ever done. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah. It's good. I like that. Very clever.
Can we get this porn off? Because it's really distracting.
All right. I'm watching it too.
That's fine. We'll get that. That's gone now.
She did make an excellent fuck picture though. Miss Amez. Rest in peace. 23. That's crazy.
23.
Yeah, I know.
She didn't look 23, did she? She looked much older than 23. Yeah. Some people just have faces like that.
Colombian. And some people don't have faces like that, and then meth gets to them.
Was she Colombian?
Oh, I'm not sure, but she was exotic.
Yeah. she was brown.
That's how they label women. She's exotic. And she had a taste for bulls.
Oh, who doesn't? Dominant men.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Right. Us. Alphas.
Alphas.
Yeah.
Top of the pecking order. Top of the pecking order.
Christ. Well, that's why you control your environment. Mm. So that way, if we're not around men who are better than us,
it's all
we'll
relative,
appear the best. Yeah.
That's all relative, yeah.
You'd never find me in that hotel room.
And that's exactly why we won't do anyone else's shows ever.
That's it. Big fish in a little pond. Right where we want to be. That's right. The Adam and Milk juggernaut.
Yeah. Doing Facebook live streams for one person.
Won't hurt you. What else were we doing?
What else would you be doing with your time? Yeah, that's right.
I'd be having a nap. That's it. So yeah, exactly. I need to be out here doing something. All right. Anyway, I wanted to. Me and Adam were listening to some AC/DC recently,
right?
And we were reflecting. Great band. You know, we're both on board. We've gone. Oh, you know, we ignored them for a lot of years. And we've come back around. We're now big fans, and we're listening to a whole lot of Rosie. Mm. And we thought AC/DC are the first band to come out and be like, oh, well, you know what, fat chicks are all right.
Mm.
And it made us kind of go, oh, well, you know what, we've made fun of fat people maybe a little too much on the show.
Mm.
So we thought we've arranged nothing, but we thought we might have a bit of a retrospective on great fat people.
Yeah.
Just as a bit of a tribute to go, oh, you know what? No hard feelings. They're just jokes.
We're on board with the fatties.
Yeah, we're all right with you fat tub of shit. Sitting there watching this, eating ice cream, rubbing it into your sheets. Scum. Rosie. Walking around with a stretched shirt. Ah. Anyway, sorry.
Rosie was 19 stone.
Who the fuck is Rosie?
Rosie in the song. Rosie.
Ah, that's right. That's one of the lyrics.
Type in 19 stone woman. I want to see. Well, I don't know. I want to see how big 19 stones is. I don't work on the fucking imperial.
That's 120 kilos.
Wow.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. That's no, not you're right. Bad. You are right. That's good.
Fuck, the average adult man's about fucking 90, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, but
I don't think so.
We're not talking about banging men. the average male size?
Average.
I'm just saying, as a standard, obviously for a woman, it's quite large, but...
The heaviest rugby...
But it's not huge.
I'm pretty sure the heaviest rugby league player is like 127 kilos.
Really? The heaviest?
Yeah, not much heavier than that.
Right.
Yeah, because they can only sort of get so big. A lot of the guys aren't even that tall, and then they just fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they don't have enough room to fucking stretch it out.
Anyway, I can't think of any good fat people, so I'm going to throw to you guys.
You can't Patrice. Think of any good...
But he's dead.
Yeah, okay.
So the very dead Patrice O'Neill died because he was fat too.
Exactly.
So that is a
Elvis
real shame.
Had the type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, Elvis did get fat. Although, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of Elvis.
Not a big fan of the king of rock and roll.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, that's fair. It's music from a very different time, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a bit like Johnny Cash, very prolific.
I like Elvis, fucking, man.
How many albums have you got?
Of Elvis's? Fucking zero. Never bought an album. I like his tunes, though. Can't Help Falling in Love, man. That hits me right.
I'll tell you where it doesn't hit. In the pocket enough to buy an album.
Well, it's just because albums were redundant before. Yeah. I listened to him a little bit. I think Mum has one of his records. I used to go to this old lady's, not old lady, she's older now, but and a lady that used to look after me. Mm. And she had Elvis pictures fucking everywhere. Yeah. She plays music. She just adored Elvis.
One of my...
was a pedophile though.
Really?
Yeah, oh,
no,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
her.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Adam Milk was pedophile. About to go deep.
Yeah.
No, Elvis but, was a pedophile.
Yeah, he was banging Priscilla when she was 14.
Yeah, married her when she was 16 or something weird. Yeah.
There's a woman in my family who has her whole house basically dedicated to Elvis.
Mm. Oh,
these people exist.
Whole house dedicated to pedophiles.
but also a great musician.
Great
not
singer.
A bad actor.
Good singer.
Good singer, yeah.
Good singer.
Not a great musician.
Mm.
Yeah, he didn't really write.
He couldn't play guitar or anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
could
he
dance
yeah, he,
a bit.
That's correct. Like, I'll give him could that. He could perform.
Yeah.
I do find it funny that the whole Elvis thing, everyone knows it. Like, the stereotypical thing is the white jumpsuit thing.
Mm.
And it's like a thing that he only wore it like once ever.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, that's very odd. One.
There's something odd about the Elvis as well that he's got like the most. Replica. I'm trying to. They're like replica.
Yeah,
performers.
Tribute
performers. Like, yeah. There's so many Elvis tribute humans.
There's like a town. I don't know if it's in Australia or America where they have like a festival every year.
Yeah, it's in parks.
It is in Australia.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm pretty sure it's parks.
That just has an Elvis theme.
It's like a 3-day Elvis festival.
He left a mark.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad that happens because I don't know how many people would go. I'm assuming a few thousand to make it worthwhile.
Heaps. It's like the whole town. People have to book accommodation a year in advance.
Well, that's a few thousand people I know to avoid.
Yeah,
it's
good. Exactly. You know exactly where you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
On the first weekend in December or whenever the fuck the festival is.
Who else was fat?
I wouldn't count him as a fat person though.
Oh, Meatloaf.
Elvis. Meatloaf.
Elvis was a fat person by the end.
By the end, though. But he wasn't known throughout his... Like, Meatloaf has been fat forever.
That's Aretha true. Franklin.
Whereas...
Beautiful.
Elvis Aretha. Died fat, but didn't live fat.
Robert Kelly, big fat guy. I'm a big fan
Kelly.
Of him.
Yeah, so there are some great fat
but,
people.
Yeah, these are still kind of unknowns. I don't.
Fatty Vorton.
That but he's not really
he's
fat,
not that
though.
Fat, is he?
Fat head.
Yeah, he does. He does have a fat head.
But not a fat,
Like, yeah, who's... Yeah, well, actually, no, you brought it up the other night. Kevin James.
Kevin James, funny fat man.
Yeah, very successful in comedy.
King of Queens, one of the great Adam and Milk influencers.
Yeah.
If I can scratch my name off that. Fatten Oswalt, wife murderer and son of the East Area Rapist.
Yeah.
Very fat. What's that other fat cunt? The one who cries during his podcast? Kevin Smith.
Oh, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith is someone who just we need to watch out for too, I think.
Fat man on Batman.
Yeah, that's his. He does a podcast on just superheroes and Batman and stuff.
And cries when he talks about these superheroes.
And it's like it was okay. I thought it was okay to begin with. Forgave it.
Yeah.
Because I like him. I think Red State was a really good movie. I really enjoyed that.
You like your Batmans and Supermans.
I do. I do like them. But this cunt sits in a theatre, pulls out his phone, and films himself crying.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What movie? What was he watching? The Dark Knight? Or
I'm just going to Google.
Probably the worst.
There was. It's happened several times. Superman it happened during like the Flash TV show or something like that too.
What?
Didn't take long to get back on the fat hate train.
Yeah, we started out with good intentions. I'm just going, oh, fuck this fat cunt. Here, crying during the Flash season 1 finale.
What?
Kevin Smith cried like a baby. Ugly cry over the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oof.
All right, we're just going to... Oh, that's a 5-minute video. What the fuck?
He cried at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy too.
Doesn't he have a pretty cute daughter though?
I have no idea.
He has this video where he's talking to his daughter about how great she is and how proud of her.
Mm.
How proud.
I would not be proud if my dad's crying during the Flash
and
broadcasting.
And she was crying
it.
And shit. It was pretty cute, man. I reckon he was all right.
Sounds very exploitive.
Oh, well, yeah, it is because he's filming it and he's making a thing of it.
Yeah.
But I like the sentiment.
But that's how they get you in.
Yeah. Or even if it is contrived. I enjoyed it.
Very nice.
If I'm going to partake in
Flash. Which you haven't seen
it. Here it is. Just aside, so just filming himself, watch it.
might have autism.
Nah, he's putting it on, man. That's not a real cry. He's just doing it for it's fucking, yeah, the same reason why he's complimenting his daughter on fucking television. It's just a niche thing.
Yeah, this
people
point,
love this
yeah.
shit.
We're just really, you think the guy who wears a cap backwards and oversized hockey shirts into his late 40s fakes a cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, man. I think it's all fake. I think he's just fading into a niche.
Some of those tears be real.
He's got a fucking, and he's put that French poster in the background to show how cultured he is as well when he's watching fucking Batman with that hat backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
He's a fucking loser. All right, nah, Kevin Smith, off your fuck, mate.
Goodbye.
He's off. Although I will say, Red State, great film. Michael Parks plays like a religious cult leader, like a Westboro Baptist Church kind of thing. It's very interesting. They have like a full sermon that he does in front of like his family, you know. Right. Oh,
good movie.
Very unsettling.
That's a great movie.
I would have liked to give this girl a posy before she died. Just take her out to dinner, find out what she's doing in her life, what her thoughts are.
I'd like to
what
give, her a good kiss, give her a good kiss on the lips.
I've got a good opening line for you. Do you fuck gay men? Because that's the kind of thing you look like you'd be into.
Yeah. No.
Well, good luck now, mate. She's fucking
gone.
Resting.
Cheery bye.
She's at ease.
Any other fat people that are good? Danny DeVito.
Oh,
fat little man.
Yeah, he's all right, little, man.
Oh, he's fat now, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's fucking. He was rotund even back then, but it's just a short thing.
Yeah,
it's
he
just
had like
issue.
A distended body.
Yeah, it's
like,
just round.
Mm.
Great fats.
Ralphie May.
This,
he doesn't make the cut.
No.
All right, the cattleman's
unfunny,
cut.
Unfunny fat cunt. Fuck it, hell.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Great fat.
Great fat man.
Mm. Just as a, all right, so this show's obviously influenced by other shows. And it's just going to, I'm just going to do things where I'm going to reference things that I think are very funny. So for anyone listening at home, if you have 20 minutes to kill, look up Opie and Anthony, Ralphie May, Brutal, and there will be.
Not on Pornhub.
No, no. just look that up on YouTube, and it's Ralphie May calling up. Because Anthony Cumia trashed him on his show and said how he doesn't like it because he laughs into the microphone constantly when they're just trying to have a discussion. He'll come in and go, and it's just like, and it just fucking drove him nuts. So yeah, he went off about that. And then he called into the show and said, you know, I laugh a lot because I, you know, a lot of hiding a lot of pain, all that sort of thing. Talks about how his relatives died in a plane crash. And the trashing that he got related to that is one of the funniest things ever. Yeah. Now, it's funny that we're talking about that after the porn star killed herself, everything like that, because I think that that is acceptable in that context because that's the kind of nature of those sort of shows. Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
And as a, I don't know, I just think there's a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah, well, humor evolved for a reason. Like, imagine we would just be crushed by the phenomena of life if we didn't have the capacity to laugh at some of the just arbitrary shit that happens in this fucking world. Like, if you can't laugh about this sort of shit, we're fucking doomed. So she could have like just laughed about the fact that these guns are getting all riled up about it, but because she took it really personal, she died.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's easy
and that
to
dude,
say.
Like, yeah. Well, that dude probably got just as bad. Like, he's talking about something that's pretty serious. Talking about his family getting killed in a fucking plane crash, and they obviously just ripped him a new one.
Oh yeah, they like and big he fat Ralphie May. One of the first jokes they made was they crashed into the bottom of Ralphie's Sunday.
Right. So he could have like taken that really personal as well, and taken it really seriously, and necked himself as well. But he
couldn't have necked himself.
Right.
But
he can't find yeah, you need a crane.
Right.
He was. Have you seen
he's
Ralphie May?
No, and I don't think I want to be honest.
He is one of the largest humans to have ever existed. It's amazing. Right. I think half the reason he got popular is people were just impressed he could walk.
Right.
He gets out on the stage. Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Good work, fatty.
Like a medical marvel.
It's like when I see large people at the park exercising and I want to make fun or snigger or something. And I'm like, I don't think they're actually exercising and doing something. I'm
yeah,
like,
fuck
I genuinely just want to go, fucking good
Can't
work.
Can't make fun of people who are actively trying to better themselves.
Yeah, they're
That's
improving.
Right, yeah.
Because that improves everyone around them as well.
Yeah, it makes it better for me to look at. Yeah. I'm happy.
That's what's most important.
And most obese people that I've come across, not obese, sorry, that's not right, but like people that are above average weight that I've come across, most of them, like there's this assumption that it's out of like gluttony. And I think that's like an old thing where you just, you've become fat out of like a lack of self-control and you're just gluttonous. But the most of them that I've come across in life have just, they don't eat at all. Like they eat very fucking little. They eat less than us and they've just got weird health problems.
Mm.
Like a fucked thyroid or fucked internals. Because I've met, like there was a girl I went to school with and she was a little bit overweight and stuff. And she was a vegetarian, man, and ate fuck all.
Mm.
Like you can't blame that shit on that. Like it's just not, it's not out of self-control. That bitch eats like way better than any of us or anyone I've ever met.
Are you sure though?
Yes, fuck yeah. Because she was so self, like so self-conscious of her weight.
You pull back the sheets on those beds and there's caramello koalas. They're just like, you go to get into bed at her house. Like, someone short-sheeted this bed. And then you go down there and there's just caramellos just tucked in, ready to go.
Fuck it hell.
No, because I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm a skinny fat guy. So I'm on the other end of that.
Yeah.
Because I eat very unhealthily.
Yeah. Well, so do I. I'm eating the same shit as you most of the time.
Come.
yes.
Drinking from the same tap. Yeah, so I'm on the other end of that. So I understand, but at the same time, I'm dealing the hand I've been dealt. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but no one's fucking making fun of you for being a skinny little cunt, though. That's the thing. Yes, that's the difference. Well, yeah, we are. But you can't. But when you say people are skinny, it's kind of funny.
What about the woman who called him tiny when she was?
Yeah, he blew up about that. Yeah,
because he was getting fucking bullied by this woman about your size.
We called
you tiny for a little while too, and it was very fun.
Yeah, but we're close friends. This is a stranger.
Yeah, and
this
is what we're talking about. And she had hideous fat arms that I wanted to twist.
They're called fedubitas.
They were big. You know when somebody's wearing a shirt that's several sizes too small, and then they've just got extended arm fat just dripping out of the bottom of it. Oh, I honestly, if I lifted it up, I would be half expecting to see a bedsore. That's how bad shape. That's how bad a shape this woman was in. Mm. Just fucking trash. Anyway, so we were getting fitted for suits or whatever. And I kickstarted the confrontation because she looked at me and said, oh, you'd be about a 34, wouldn't you? And that is four sizes above what I am.
Mm.
Which is ridiculous for somebody who's in that field to just assume, like to fully confident, didn't go, oh, what size are you? No, just, you're about this, aren't you? No, you're way off. Just, you shouldn't, why are you in this profession? Or even if you are and you're not sure, you should just ask.
That's easy.
And just way off. And she got upset that I corrected her and then decided to take it out. Just condescending pats on the back. Oh, you're tiny. What are we going to do with you, little man? Oh, you're fucking...
good on you, tiny. Cunt. It still doesn't fit.
Yeah, it's like that. It's just social maneuvering, man. She gets told what to do by someone that's just taller than her. I guarantee it. She's just like, she's the lowest. Thinner. Yeah, or just like she's lower than someone in that in that job. Which would probably be Milton, I'm assuming. And then and she's been told what to do, and she's just fucking... And now she's just found someone to fucking boss her in.
Little Milk.
And she's little found tiny you going, fuck you, I'll fucking boss you around, mate.
I'm going to get called tiny by everyone who listens to this. And it's fine.
You just got to own that shit.
I do. I've got to, because I am. I'm shorter than... I guess I'm shorter than average. I think I'm probably right just below that because I think... What am I? I'm 5'5".
You're about 5'5".
5'5",
5'6". 5'7", I'd say.
Yeah. No, I'm about 5'7", 5'8", thereabouts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because I think I'm just under 6. I'm 182 centimetres.
Mm, I think I'm 178.
Right.
Does that sound right? I don't know. Who cares? Yeah. Not tiny.
Anyway. And I am. I'm very, very skinny. Very thin. So it's just like, you know what? That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when I don't really like being called Jake.
Oh, yeah. I don't really like being called Ads.
Yeah.
I love it. I love calling you Ads. I like getting creative with it too and going, oh, hey, Adshesive, eh? That's a bit of a play on words there. Just that's a bit of fun for the whole family, that one.
Like, it doesn't devastate me, but it's not great.
Do your family members call you Ads?
No.
Right, well, my family members call me Jake. So they're like.
Does your mother call you Jake?
Yeah, exclusively.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like people that I grew up with and stuff call me Jake. Mm. So like my accountant calls me Jake. But they're the only ones really.
There you go.
Yeah, my family, same deal.
Jake?
Jake, all the time. It doesn't bother me at all.
No, it doesn't bother me when they do it. But if I have someone else call me Jake out of the blue, if I've like introduced myself as Jacob and they just go, oh, hello, Jake. I'm just like...
That's thin ice, cunt. That's what you should say to him.
No, I'll wear it, but I don't really like it. Mm. Jake's a bit of a shit name, I reckon. I like other Jakes. I don't like Jake for me.
You like the biblical full pronunciation?
Yeah. The real pronunciation would be Jacob, I'm assuming.
Mm.
Oh, Jacob.
Yeah.
Come into my home. Cousin, yes.
Cousin Jacob.
Very Jewish.
Yeah.
See, I've called Adam Jaco my whole life.
Yeah.
Until the last few years where it's just sort of slipped into Adam. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know when exactly, but it just happened.
You've matured. You've gone into adulthood, mate. Mm. Jake, nicknames for children.
Killed the boy.
I like to think it was just me just getting into branding before I was into branding.
Right.
And just going, oh, we're going to stick to the Adam and Milk thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to make that happen.
I really love that this is a Jacob household. Jacob, and Jacob's son.
Yeah, I know. Beautiful. And I got called Jake. Like, for people who didn't call me Jaco, they would call me Jake.
Really?
And
we should call ourselves the Jakes.
Yeah. My, obviously.
It's a good thing I don't have that soundboard, or I just boom.
Jake is also synonymous in England with the police.
Oh, yeah. A Jake.
The Jakes are coming.
And in Scotland, Jakes. Jakeys are just drunks and homeless cunts.
Right.
Fuck yeah. I think we fit that one a little bit better.
Better than the police.
Yeah, I don't like heroin, though. So.
You don't like heroin?
Nah, pussy bitch.
Do you like alcohol?
Too much.
Jeez. My dad's nickname's Jake.
Really?
All of his brother's nickname is Jake.
Nice.
So at like a Christmas party,
the
wives are trying to get their attention. They go, Jake. About nine men turn
around. Nice.
Huh? And what? How important can this be?
Yeah.
And we've still managed to hit a wall with fat people. Still don't know.
It's
hard to do. It's hard. Maybe I should have prepared for it. Had a bit of a presentation.
It would have been the same, I reckon.
Done some research. I would have just went through a list of famous.
That's
fat people.
Right. And then it just would have teed it off anyway. Would have talked about something else.
Like Rosie O'Donnell.
She's a very famous
fat person.
I liked her in Harriet the Spy, and that's it.
Harriet the Spy.
I like her because she participates in Curb. Yeah. She plays a very funny role in that.
Yeah.
Cool.
As like a representative of the lesbian community. And
right.
That is funny. But then I see some of the things that like she tweets out and I'm going, what the fuck is this person?
Yeah. Rikishi, great fat person.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't remember Rikishi?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
from
about.
From the WWF?
No. Nah.
He used to do the stink butt.
Shit on people's faces.
Yeah. It was hot. It was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
But I guess other than that, fat people, big thumbs down from us.
Yeah. I concur.
I like those fucking those reviews. Just a thumbs down or a stink, just a PU.
Yeah.
Just the nice basics. They're real good.
Taking it back to the basics, yeah.
Like the other day we were at a wedding and I was talking to a friend of mine and I got asked if this girl was seeing somebody. And I'm like, yeah. So when I was relaying the story to the boyfriend, I'm like, so I had to tell that bloke to go and kick rocks. Just bad, just horrendous. Yeah, but it's very funny to me.
It is, isn't it?
I like old, wholesome sayings.
Tell your story walking.
Yeah.
Well, mate, we could call our production company Jacob Jacobson and Sons. What do you reckon? Yeah, rolls off the tongue.
Jacob Jacobson and Sons.
Jacob Jacobson and Sons.
Oh, yuck.
Don't you reckon?
Good boy.
Think on.
Oh, that shit's good.
I thought the branding was going to be Courtesy Flirt Productions.
Yeah, Courtesy Flirt Productions. My brother.
I like a good courtesy flirt.
My brother and his friend came up with that, and hopefully it'll live.
Mm.
It'll live through us.
Yeah.
Yeah, once we get him involved, we'll be able to get it underway. I don't want to steal it. Don't want to take it.
Definitely
not. We could.
Yeah.
We could steal it.
Fuck it. All the great artists do, mate.
Yeah. And we are great artists. Definitely.
Just emulate
that. That's genuinely like what it sort of is when you start I don't know, when you expand your scope a little bit and you go, oh, hang on, there are a lot of parallels here. When you start
listening
to music.
Or just every fucking Kanye song. Mm. Just stolen from other shit.
Really?
Well, lots of, hip-hop samples.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, obviously. But they're sampling a famous, already proven successful hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just putting their spin on it.
Yep.
So they're not doing the hard bit really, which is writing a successful
just
hook.
Just writing the verses.
Mm, yeah.
And their basic rhyme.
Mm, exactly.
See, I'm comfortable with doing like obviously influenced stuff on this show because it's at its infancy.
Mm.
And like I read, there's a good book, The Curmudgeon's Guide to Getting Ahead by Charles Murray, and it's about writing mostly. But there's a good part where he's talking about he started to write like somebody who he really liked to begin with, and he's just like, it was good because it got me into gear. Because he looks at it and goes, oh. Like, it disgusts him.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing to do to sort of...
Yeah, didn't Hunter S. Thompson do the same thing with The Great Gatsby? He just, when he was learning to write, before he wrote any of his books, when he decided he wanted to be a writer, he just copied The Great Gatsby word for word like 3 times and then just had that in on a typewriter and then just had it and he'd look over it and go, all right, so that's what it feels like to write a great piece of art. And then he's like, put it down, like, put it in the bin and then just write it again and go... All right, so that's what it is. That's how you do it. And then he just redid that. He just wrote a book 3 times
so it was,
and then like, did written. His own shit.
Yeah.
Like word for word, is that
he
what you mean?
He just wrote it word for word.
That's very weird.
He just had it open and just wrote it. And then it was just to like get a feel for what it felt like to write a great novel. And then that was basically, as far as I'm aware, his training in writing apart from just like general journalism.
It's an interesting experiment. Too. But see, like... it's like when I've heard Kevin Pollak talk about, he does a podcast every week called Talkin' Walkin', where he does a Christopher Walken impression. And he does a great impression.
Yeah.
And he just talks like Christopher Walken for it. And I'll listen to it and I'll laugh as if Christopher Walken was actually doing it. It's really good.
Bizarre.
It is very weird.
Talkin' Walkin'.
But he had a really good insight. Where he was talking about you think in that person's voice. He's like, if I can do that and I can be funnier as him
a character,
because I'm able to think like him. And that's what I sort of thought about when Charles Murray's talking about writing in somebody else's voice and doing that thing.
Because that's what reading is as well. You're literally thinking like that person.
Yeah.
They're putting themselves in your head. If you're reading it well.
And that's why I've been getting annoyed at a lot of books recently.
Yeah, because I'm going, look at these assholes.
Yeah, they're very, very wordy people. Like most writers are just wankers. They just want to put out a bit of word salad around what they want to say. And I'm like,
I think it's the nature of the beast as well, though. I think if you were to ask some of these people what they thought of that shit, they'd have a bit more brevity. But if you're like... If you're trying to write a book, you're just going to have fluff in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're like, oh, Christ, this could be cut back in half.
Which is why, like, Rogan's podcast and things like that have got so big. Rubin Report and Michael Malice, like those guys who they have writers on and they talk to them. It's much more informative to get the condensed version.
Yeah, yeah.
Where somebody just asks them and then they get an answer based on their research.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. It's getting harder and harder for me to finish a book. Fuck.
Why?
It's
just too waffle.
Yeah,
you feel like it's too much waffle.
Yeah, there are too many times where I'm reading, I'm halfway through a paragraph, and I'm going, "You're just having a wank here. Like you're not telling me anything. You're just elaborating for the sake of elaborating." And I guess there's merit to it. Yeah. Like that's kind of what it is. But I just maybe I've been corrupted too by the new age of internet journalism and things where it's. Short paragraphs and they just give you the meat.
But I think sometimes writers also, I've just interpreted that they're kind of writing the shit to teach themselves. Like they're articulating the idea in the book and you're just like a passenger to their thought process.
Mm.
Like they'll be writing it and you can see that they're like articulate, trying to formulate this idea in that area and they're not really doing it for your benefit. They've just done it and then they're going, all right, so this is like the conclusion that I've come to. And you're just kind of there for that process.
Yeah, good point.
Like I think if you're getting halfway through a paragraph and it's all waffle, that's probably just them going, I think this is... Like, I think this and I think that and I think, and maybe, I don't know, man. I don't know what books you fucking read.
You got through the Game of Thrones books though, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Of,
I think that's
a lot of detail in that.
It's
in
different those. For different for fiction.
Yeah, fiction's different. You're in a story.
Yeah, where
you're not talking about fiction.
No.
Oh, right.
Non-fiction.
Okay. Yeah. But then again, I guess it still happens in fiction.
Yeah.
Especially if you go back and read Lord of the Rings. Fucking hell.
No good.
No, like it's great at what it is, which is very heavily descriptive on things.
I watched one Lord of the Rings film and that was enough for me. I was done.
Talking about the books, mate. Fucking keep up.
Right, fair
enough. I haven't watched the film.
But there was a waffle, mate. It's all just fucking waffle.
Yeah, like it was an excuse to get really airy and talk about these amazing sights and otherworldly things.
Yeah.
You know, fair enough. But Game of Thrones was, like the books were very character-based. So you had a lot of internal thought processes and things. But then again, in the later books, he did start getting into weird descriptions. Yeah. There's a phrase in which Fat Sam gets some puss. There's a moment where he gets some in the later books and the internet just picked up on that because he used the phrase his fat pink mast in reference to him, his
pecker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His turgid dong. Which, you know, exactly. You're in a weird spot there. It's like, oh, I'm going to start describing things and just leave it, let
is
it go.
Is that art, George? Mm. Is it?
All right, we're going to wrap up this part of the show and we might come back and do a part two. We'll see what happens.
Hello.
Good evening.
I mean, goodbye.
Ta-da, bonnie.
I'm Milk.
And I'm Adam. Don't do gay porn.